Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Capri Global Capital Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Kant Bhat from Capri Global Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. This is Ravi Kant. I shall read out a brief disclaimer for today's call. The discussion on today's call regarding CGCL's earnings performance will be based on judgments derived from the declared results and information regarding business opportunity available to the company at this time. The company's performance is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially in future. Given these uncertainties and other factors, participants on today's call may observe due caution while interpreting the results. A separate disclaimer is available on slides 2 and slide 3 of the Q2 FY23 investor deck. Participants may please note the same. I now request our MD, Mr. Rajesh Sharma, to present the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Ravi Kant. Good afternoon, friends, and season's greetings to all of you. I once again take the pleasure in welcoming you all to Capri Global's post-earnings conference call. We declared our reviewed consolidated results for Q2 and H1 FY23 on Friday, which is 4th November 2022. I hope you had a chance to go through the investor deck. With our rights issue process yet to be concluded, we will have to restrain ourselves once again from giving specific forward guidance. I hope our discussions today around CGCL's performance during Q2 and H1 FY23 will provide you all with sufficient clarity and cues to understand the direction of company's progress. In this commentary, reference to P&L and balance sheet aggregate rates as well as the ratios shall refer to consolidated value. Let me first start with our business performance. Please refer to slides 6 and 7. Assets under management increased 47.4% year-on-year and 11.4% quarter-on-quarter to touch rupees 77,692 million. The share of retail loans was 74.3%, slightly lower than 76.2% noted in Q4 FY22. After a seasonally soft Q1 FY23, we have seen a pickup in the momentum in the retail loans. Secondly, the growth in wholesale, specifically construction finance segment, has been front-ended due to a strong sanctions pipeline. Having already achieved the targeted AUM for FY23 in H1 FY23 itself, the CF segment shall try to sustain AUM at current level. The share of retail loans therefore could improve in the H2 FY23. In August 2022, we achieved an important product milestone. We launched our gold loan business through 108 exclusive branches, expanding to 182 branch locations in 7 states and UT by the end of Q2 FY23. Gold loan AUM constituted 1.8% of AUM in Q2 FY23 and took a more meaningful 10% share in the business during the quarter. To reiterate that what we have said here in other forums, the launch of gold loan business and ongoing scale-up shows our commitment as well as execution capability for the new product. Disbursement touched rupees 14,860 million, growing 57.2% year-on-year and 35.9% quarter-on-quarter. Disbursements in H1 FY23 stood at rupees 25,793 million and were up to 70% year-on-year. Disbursements in both MSME and housing picked up sharply. Including gold loans, the share of retail disbursements was 48% compared to 35% in Q1 FY23. Lag data from industry data books like MSME, Pulse, and NHB housing reports show the rising and firm trend in credit over past 1 year in the segments we operate in. Our strong disbursement momentum also reflects that. As part of our growth strategy, we have begun expanding in Uttar Pradesh, taking our branch network to 13 from 5 in Q1 FY23. We have added new footprints in the Uttarakhand with the addition of 3 new branches. We have also gone deeper in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, adding new branches in both the states. Our non-gold loan branch network stood at 145, up from 117 in Q4 FY23 and 123 in Q1 FY23. Details on our network expansions are given on slide 29 and 30. The car loan distribution business continued with this strong momentum. As shown in slide 12, the loan originations touched rupees 13,634 million, up 4 times year-on-year and 44.7% quarter-on-quarter. Total originations in H1 FY23 stood at rupees 23,055 million. To place this in perspective, originations for entire FY22 stood at rupees 17,022 million. I shall discuss the fee contribution from the vertical while commenting on urban performance. As of Q2 FY23, the car loan distribution business had a presence in 322 locations in 29 states and undertaking compared to 279 locations across 25 states and undertaking in Q1 FY23. The vertical has 6 exclusive branches in all other locations. It operates through a feet on street sales force. I shall now turn to our earning performance. I shall be referring to slide 14 to 17. The net interest income or NII increased to 29.5% year-on-year and 14.1% quarter-on-quarter to ₹1,528 million. This was reflected in the net interest margin, which improved 49 basis Q&Q to 8.87%. The NII for H1 FY23 was up 25.6% year-on-year to ₹2,868 million. We have begun increasing lending rates in both the retail and housing segment. These rate hikes were undertaken during August 2022. If the semi-fixed portfolio has become eligible for reset, we shall consider repricing yields on these loans. The pass-through on the wholesale side is faster than the book with an average hike of 25 to 30 basis. Let me now turn to loan interest income. In this regard, I would like to offer some historical perspective. Between FY18 to FY22, the share of non-interest income in the net income averaged 14.5%, with FY23 being the highest at 19.5%. This contribution increases to 29% and 26% in Q2 FY23 and H1 FY23 respectively. The loan interest income has become increasingly prominent over the last 1 year as we built 2 key product lines. Income from which are considered under this head, the net fee income from car loan distribution business, and the income on assigned portfolio under the co-lending mechanism. Under FY21, both these income streams did not adjust. In FY22, these income streams contributed 7.1% to CGCL net income. In Q2 FY23 and FY23, both these income streams have contributed 16.1% and 16.8% respectively to the net income. Given these strengthening drivers, the net interest income during Q2 FY23 increased 180.4% year-on-year and 49% quarter-on-quarter to ₹610 million. Recurring fee income tied to business operations constituted a significant 86.7% and 90.8% of non-interest income in Q2 FY23 and H1 FY23 respectively. I shall now turn to the operating expenses. We have been highlighting the upfront cost we would incur on the manpower and operation cost for the gold loan business. Expectedly, the cost income ratio got pushed further to 60.4% in Q2 FY23. It is highlighted in slide 16 that adjusted for the expensive income in gold loan vertical, the cost income ratio would have been 49% in Q2 FY23. Similarly, the cost divided by average AUM ratio compresses to 5.7% to 7% we have reported. A better way of looking at our cost average divided by average AUM ratio is to include the average car loan origination AUM in the average AUM. The cost divided by average AUM then declines to 6.1% and 4.9% in the above scenarios. Sales mentioned at the outset, we are refraining from giving formal guidance on where we expect cost income ratio to settle. However, I would just highlight the fact that the gold loan business is now operational and should contribute to the spread and fee revenue in H2 FY23. This is a high-yield business, and as highlighted on slide 9, the disbursement yield in the business during Q2 FY23 was 15.1%. I hope this offers you perspective on the cost income ratio. Secondly, despite the sharp increase in our operating expenses, we have reported an increase in our operating profit by 4.3% year-on-year and 6.4% year-on-year Q2 FY23 and H2 FY23 respectively. This is important as it shows our ability to improve our incremental profitability at a consolidated level even when we are at operating leverage disadvantage. If we come to the credit cost and asset quality, we reported a net credit cost of Rs. 40 million in Q2 FY23. This includes Rs. 50 million net write-off and release of Rs. 10 million ECL provision. This is a sharp deacceleration from Rs. 246 million we reported in Q1 FY23. The H1 FY23 credit cost Rs. 286 million is only marginally lower in H1 FY22 credit cost, which was Rs. 289 million. During Q2 FY23, we recovered Rs. 145 million from previously written off cases. This includes a major recovery of Rs. 138 million, including interest from a write off we took Q3 FY22. Cumulatively in H1 FY22, we have recovered Rs. 154 million from the written off cases. To reiterate, our stance in this regard, our first write-off in the case of Pudin, we have found an adequate collateral that should help us recover our needs. The stage 3 assets stood at Rs. 1,781 million, lower than 1,814 million in Q1 FY23, and marginally higher than Rs. 1,715 million we reported in Q2 FY22. The stage 3 ratio stood at 2.36% lower 35 basis Q&Q and 89 basis year-on-year. Our provisions on the stage 3 assets were 28.6%. The standard restructured assets constituted 2.3% of AUM. Around 50% of the 900 million plus of restructured assets had exited moratorium. As we speak, 75% of pool has begun servicing regularly by out of this restructured pool. We expect the remaining pool to exit moratorium by Q1 FY24. Turning on bottom line, our consolidated net profit after tax increased 22.1% on Q&Q and 7.3% year-on-year to be 56.3 million. The H1 FY23 net profit is up 4% to 1,023 million. And here I would like to draw everyone's attention that despite a gold loan losses for the quarter 2, which is almost about 24 crore rupees, we have achieved the increase in the overall profit. Had not gold loan losses would have happened, the profit would have been about 75 crore rupees. We reported a capital adequacy ratio of 26% for CGCL and 39.1% for CGHFL. The capital adequacy ratio of CGCL has declined 928 basis year-on-year as we set ourselves on a deficit growth path over the past 1 year. The proposed capital infusion to Rs. 12 billion wide issue will be timely and augment our growth equity. We hope to communicate the timeline of the capital raise in the near future. Before concluding, a word on our digital and tech initiatives. We have recently hired senior leadership positions in data analytics and digital partnerships. While the brick and mortar nature of our business is unlikely to change, technology shall increasingly play a crucial role in how to efficiently run these businesses. All our tech initiatives shall remain focused towards that end. With that, I conclude my commentary. We shall now take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may press star and one to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Akshay Doshi from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is that the MSME share of overall AUM has been declining in this quarter, and you had guided previously that to remain it in the range of 45% to 50%. So sir, now along with our gold loan ambitions growing high, so how will this share shape up going ahead? So that's my first question. And also, sir, on the disbursement under the MSME sector, that has been also declining in this sector. Any specific reasons on that part?
So cost income ratio, while it is coming down, overall is looking higher. But gold loan will also start contributing the way the AUM is growing. Every branch becomes at break even and start contributing after 18 months of time. So this is an investment phase. However, our growth in MSME will continue. Our MSME and affordable housing is going to be a key growth drivers. So I don't see that MSME disbursement growth has gone down. If you look at our MSME disbursement during the current quarter, have been about 312 crore is compared to previous quarter of 182 crore rupees, which is about 71% growth. If you talk year-on-year basis, the last year same quarter was 240 crore, and this current is about 312, so it is again 30% up on QOQ basis also. So MSME is going to remain our key growth driver.
Okay, sir. Sir, my second question is that sir, how much of the co-lending we would have done till now and any new types here? Also, sir, with the co-lending, gold loan and car loan businesses, what sort of return on equity and return on assets do we think to come in the next few quarters?
So co-lending, we have various partner and new partner added by Punjab and Sind Bank. So far, co-lending happening is still not entirely on technological interface with the banks, which is under development in the banker's hand. That happens, the place will pick up. However, we have already done about 350 crore plus amount in co-lending, and that is growing month after month. It is not possible to give a target on that because that depends on so many factors, but steadily we are doing about 30-35 crore plus, which is likely to increase with the addition of the new partner in the previous month, which has been activated. As regards the ROE and ROTA, at the moment, it is not possible for us to give any guidance. But overall basis, we need not to put any much capital. Only 20% of capital allocation happens of the overall profitability for every 100 rupees, while the spread comes on 80 rupees on which the bank partner lends, and 20% of what we lend, only that much capital is required. So typically for every lending of 100 rupees, while our capital is required only on the our share of 20%, whereas the spread comes to the entire 100 rupees. So it will be very, very high ROE accretive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. We have the next question from the line of Anuj Narula from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for providing me the opportunity to ask the question. So I have a couple of questions. One is on gold loan business and another one is on car loan distribution business. So the spike on OPEX front is mainly attributed towards your expansion plans in gold loan business verticals. Now you have plans of getting over 1500 branches in next 4-5 years. So how much more OPEX do we expect here, and how would our cost income look like in the next couple of years? Also, how many branches are we planning to open in FY23 itself, and what sort of gold loan AUM are we targeting by the end of this fiscal year?
Your voice is, has broken in between. Can you repeat it again, please?
Sure.
Mr. Narula, I would request you to use your handset, please.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Am I audible now?
Please proceed.
Yeah, it's better.
Sure. Yeah. So the spike on OPEX front is mainly attributed towards your expansion plans in gold loan business verticals. Now you have plans of getting over 1500 branches in next 4-5 years. So how much more OPEX do we expect here, and how would our cost to income look like in next couple of years? Also, how many branches are we planning to open in FY23 itself, and the gold loan AUM we are targeting by end of this fiscal year? And another one on the car loan distribution as well. So in this, like, just wanted to understand, like, on this car loan distribution business, what's our strategy for growth here, and how are we different to other peers working in this space? Will we expand our bank networks to more banks for distribution of this product? Thank you, sir. These are my couple of questions.
So, if you talk about our cost income, if you talk about excluding gold loan, it has come down from 59% to 49%. However, gold loan this year, our target is to open about 550 branches. Next year, similar number of branches we wanted to activate. So, the till end of FY24 March, the expansion will continue, and then expansion will slow down. The pace will not be that sharp, because by the time we should have achieved about 1100 branches operated. Gold loan branches start contributing after the year of 18 months. So till then we have to keep investing. However, we see clearly that margin from car loan as well as the MSME and affordable housing will keep growing with the more increase in the AUM growth, because that AUM is also growing at the pace of 35% year-on-year. So with that, we don't see much pressure. Plus, we have intend to infuse a capital by way of right issue also. So in combination of everything, and gold loan will contribute is a high yield product. It is a product where we make the maximum number of money done for trade-wise. And with the more branches, I think sizable AUM will be able to build is what we are aiming for. As far as the co-lending partners are concerned, co-lending, car loan origination partners are concerned, at the moment we have six. We might add one or two more. The more focus is with the PSU banks, where their pricing is lower. And service quality and collection efficiency in other aspects we are able to pitch in for them. And it's a win-win situation for customers, for bankers, and for us. So that is why private sector is already doing in a good way. The PSU banks are also growing their presence, and their rate of interest is also attractive. So we're helping with the collaboration with our existing distribution network. And it's a pure fee income base. So as I said, this year we should be able to do 100 crore rupees process each. From this, and 30 crore rupees should be the contribution from this vertical alone to the bottom line.
Got it, sir. That's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. We have the next question from the line of Shripal Doshi from Equirus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my question was with regards to gold loan business. So it's as it's mentioned in the presentation, the disbursement yields are close to 15%. And if I look at our overall business yield for the business for our company is close to 14-15%. The second part or the second observation that I would want to add here is that in the gold financing space, we are already seeing such high level of competition from banks and better cost of fund players. then what is it that pushes us to enter a landscape which has already seen moderation in yields, as your yields are also close to 15%, so doesn't give you an abnormal, you know, profits from what you're already making. And then because these branches are exclusive branches that we have added, and we aspire to further move that up significantly in the coming second half. So what is it that you know, sort of motivates us to extensively do this business?
Yes, what you say is very correct, that gold loan, there is competition coming in, and there might be margin compression. But if you look at the theme at Capri Global Operations, serve the customer who are not captured by the bank. And whether be it MSME, be it affordable housing, be it our gold loan, the product and philosophy remains the same. Captured by borrowing money from bank, we don't want to target the customer which can be captured by a bank. So we are targeting a particular type of customers who do not have adequate income proof, and how do we cater to them? Now, if we are able to operate in North and West, where still gold loan business is growing much faster than the gold loan business growing in the southern India, I think there opportunity exists. Plus, as you know, we have already passed earlier a small finance bank license. It helps us to acquire more customers, to know their behavior. Can we do the cross-sell to them with the data and everything else from the home loan or MSME loan or any other product in future? So keeping an eye at some point of time applying for a small finance bank line and also acquiring more customers, we want to add this. I still believe that many players who are doing earlier, if you find some new way to reduce our costs with the help of technology, with the help of other measures, still there is a large business exist. To build a book of 10,000 crore rupees in a pie of 4 lakh crore market, which is still growing at the pace of 10%. Building an overall AUM 2%, 2.5%, that will take 5 years. We can do it profitably. I believe that. And this is going to contribute towards our profitability, our customer acquisition, and overall strategy to serve the customer who are not affected by the bank.
So my second question was with respect to our approach in the gold financing. So are we more urban focused, semi-urban or rural? And what is our hiring strategy with respect to employees? So if you could just throw some color on the approach of that business model, in that business model.
Our business model about gold loan or overall?
Gold loan, sir.
You know, gold loan business is a model where our model is going to be where customer walks in our branches. This is not the model that you can target the customer by reaching out to them. In MSME, affordable housing, there can be a specific area or specific places where houses are being built or being sold, or the industrial cluster, you can target our MSME. But in case of gold loan, you have to make people aware about the brand that we do this. And in the geography, we have to be deeper. From efficient operating excellence and cost perspective, we have to go deeper in the geography we are operating so that our cost can be lower. And these are typically ground floor branches, we have a team of people, we have valuers, and we know how to do a better service, turn around quickly, next time 15, 20 minutes, and give the loan. We have a customer with the walk-in the branch, they need the money at the same time. So apply their goal, find the value, offer them the loan, and immediately, you see that in the bad account, you are able to auction the loan and recover your bills. The model is clear. I think this model is not something about great idea. It is going to be about efficient execution.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may please press star and one now. We have the next question from the line of Ashish Kumar from Infinity Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I know there have been some discussions around gold loan and I missed that. I think the question which I have is that we've seen this repeated rounds of competitive intensity in the gold loan business, and a number of new entrants do not kind of end up making it because the operating costs do not justify the throughput per branch. So why do we believe that we do have a right to win in that business? And especially, and this question is especially in the context of the fact that the whole gold loan financing business has been seeing tremendous competition from the banks. They've seen, let's say, the ROEs for the market leader drop from 28, 29 to 16, 17. And some of the well-established names looking at low double-digit ROEs.
So, I think North and West, as I said, will continue to grow. It is not having that deep coverage and concentration whatsoever India has. So there is a opportunity exist. We are a player who are based out of North and West. Our entire MSME, I mean 45 branches are in the Gujarat, MP, Rajasthan, Maharashtra and NCR. And I believe, as I said, gold loan overall market size is close to 4 lakh crore, which is being 10% annually. And can we have 2% pie out of its profitability? The answer is yes. And even though it makes a ROE of 16%, 17%, that is perfectly all right. That's why we are targeting higher. But on a conservative side, even we take that, I think in a secure portfolio where you press the accelerator, when you grow the AUM, we are very, very confident after process are said that the credit loss is not going to surprise you. I think in that kind of business, even 16-17% ROE, we are absolutely happy about it.
Okay, I think I get what you're trying to do. Okay, wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may please press star and one on their touchtone phone. We have the next question from the line of Amrish Kumar from Geosphere Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. Since there is so much discussion on gold loan, just one more question on that. So is this gold loan business totally separate from your other lending businesses? Or is there any commonality between the customers so far? I mean, and if that is the case, how much? So for example, your existing MSME customers, they are also, you know, borrowing against against the gold collateral, or what is happening there?
So your voice, somehow I'm traveling to maybe at my end, but can you repeat your question?
So my question was, if this gold loan business of yours, is it totally separately new business, or is there any commonality between your existing customers and this gold loan business? For example, are your MSME customers also availing new loans against gold collateral or not?
So we, if we say that how much customer who are MSME customer will come for a gold loan, or how much customer who are come for a gold loan will come to MSME, it is very difficult to comment. Some percentage may be common in future, but at the moment we have just started. Our at the moment target is to build a AUM and then see what profit can be done. But yes, there are many customers of MSME for the season perspective. For example, a shopkeeper who is able to get a good discount, say, their peak season Diwali, and they want to avail a quick 2 lakh rupees loan for 60 days. without losing the time. It is a gold loan product which can give them the money in 1 hour for 60 days also in a timely basis. And then he can repay it. So there are many MSME customers we have seen across with all other players who come, take the money, utilize that cash discount, which is much more attractive than the interest of India, or it means it increases their profitability. So there could be some segment which you have seen happening in other gold loan companies. But are we targeting that way? We are not targeting that way. That could be an additional upside. At the moment, gold loan vertical standalone has to deliver its target ROE. That is the way we are going to track it, and that is the way we are going to operate it.
Okay. So second question is not related to gold loan, it is related to MSME loan. So what has been the top-up loans disbursed in last quarter or so to these MSME customers?
Hello, can you repeat it please?
Top-up loans to MSME customers. Just trying to understand how the demand
top-up
there.
So top-up loans, unless the customer's property value have a cushion, or unless customer use track record in more than 36 months, we in a overall basis we don't encourage a top-up. Top-up is only given to our existing customer with excellent track record. Or suppose some customer has a property value of 50 lakhs, we will only take in 10 lakhs to do this loan because you don't need it that even per type more. And we come again and we see a cushion in property value plus in performance, then we can consider. How many customers take the top-up loan? I think it is less than 10% at the moment.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Sharma for closing comments.
Yes. So, as I have said during my initial remark, we will continue to remain focused on serving the customers which are not settled by the bank. Our key growth driver is going to remain MSME and affordable housing. Gold loan is a new addition. There will be a good fee income contribution from the car loan distribution business, where it's a pure fee play and is going to contribute almost 1.5% in the ROE. So that is again any recourse to us. It's a pure distribution business. And we clearly see that in next 5 years, we intend to build a very quality, high quality book, secure book, and continue to grow on our strategy which we decided a few years back, portfolio, which is good in quality and focus a growth of 25% plus. And barring the COVID year, I think all the year we have continued to grow that. If we collectively talk, our growth rate for the 5 years, excluding COVID year, will still be 25% plus. We continue to remain on that path. And our capital adequacy ratio has been within high, which clears the way for our group. Our liability side has been very, very strong at a competitive cost. In housing finance, we get money from NHB at less than 4%, and that helps us to get a better margin and attend the good customers. In MSME, in NBFC side, we have more than 25 lenders, which keeps lending us repeatedly. And some of the cases we have seen that the cost is better than many, many companies of our peers. So liability side has been very, very strong for us. So overall, we are quite confident to achieve our growth and maintain our asset quality. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Co India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.